time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Loveless with Carbon Caring for Kids. And it is getting to be that time of year again. Yes, Carbon School District, whether you want to admit it or not, it's time to go back to school. And that means that Marcy and her group have got a lot on their plate that they need to take care of. And they can use your help, always can use your help. So, Marcy, how are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am doing well. We were just talking about the fact that it just seems like it was the middle of May a week ago. And, yes. And here we are ready to go back to school. So let's talk about, first, maybe introduce a few people that are out there that maybe don't know about what Carbon Caring for Kids is and what you guys do.
Okay. Carbon Caring for Kids is a food program where we provide weekend food kits for kids who are not able to either get food or don't have enough food for the weekends. It just helps families. All of the food that we provide is all kid friendly. It's something that they can open up and go. It's not anything they have to cook. And it's 100% provided by the community. We don't run on huge grants. We don't do anything. It's all Carbon County, Emory County. We all rely on all of these donations from the community. And from the very beginning, I had someone when I first started this say, there's no way you'll be able to sustain this without government grants. And so that's not why I want to do this. We're a community. We want to take care of our own. And now this is, I think, year six or seven that we've been doing this, and it's going strong. We have so many people who always, at the drop of a hat, they just are so willing to help and to donate money, their time, food, anything.
And that's the great thing. You talk about it all the time, is especially, you know, when we get a little bit further into the school year and are doing things, you're talking about how you just have groups that line up to come and help make kits and put them together. And then you also need people that can deliver them to schools. And you yeah. also need people that are willing to, you know, you can either donate cash in kind, or if you're out shopping, you can grab a few extra things while you're there. And what kind of things do you want or need for these kits?
So we buy a lot of stuff with the money that we get. We buy a lot of stuff in bulk, but the stuff that we buy every week are like fruit cups and the applesauce go-go squeezes, any kind of the individual snacks we use all of the time. Each week we ask each of the volunteers to provide the fruit because we want to try and make that there's fruit in each of the kits for each of every week. Some other things that we put in there that we buy in bulk are the Chef Boyardee microwavable cups and tuna fish and cracker boxes and Gosner milk. So cereal is always appreciated to be donated. Granola bars is another thing that we always need donated.
And really, it's all about something that they can make themselves,
yes.
right? It's something that's simple. That,
yes,
you know,
because sometimes they may not have help, so it's something that they can open up. Other times, there's, you know, it's just a family that just needs a little bit of extra help, and these foods help these kids on the weekend.
But so it's very simple things. So if you're out and about and you're shopping and you're like, oh, okay, well, I noticed that they said they needed this, or they were saying that they needed this. And the best way to get that shopping list is to go to your Facebook page, correct?
Yes. So we have a Facebook group called Carbon Caring for Kids, and we have drop-off points there if you want to donate food. We also have a Venmo of Carbon Caring for Kids if you want to donate money. We have people who are donating every month regularly for that, which is incredible. We also have different drop-off points around town that you can use. Right now, Loveless Ash Company has a box in the front, and then Carbon Print and Design, you're able to drop off stuff there, and they'll get that stuff to us.
And it all gets to the one spot, and then once you have what you need comes the fun part, right? That's when you need the organized chaos and
yes.
the groups. And so
yes.
if you're like a civic group or a church group or a school group or anything like that, and you want to come and help out, same thing. Go to the Facebook page,
yes.
right?
So I'm going to be posting here probably today. I will be posting, we need help, and it goes fast. If you are wanting to volunteer, within a couple weeks, sometimes days, I have months planned out all the way till December, and then I'll start again in January just to kind of try and get everyone the opportunity to serve.
And as you were saying, we like to take care of our own, and it's is were you Have you been amazed at how quickly these things fill up, or is it just one of those things that, you know what, it's par for the course for carbon in Emory counties? It just happens.
It just happens, but it's still, there's a sense of amazement there as well, because every time I'm like, oh, I have so much that I need to do, and there's so many things, and so I need volunteers, and then within a short amount of time, I have exactly what I need, and it makes my job easy.
And so, you, once again, you were saying you need volunteers to build the kits, mm-hmm. and then it always seems like, you know, maybe if you could do a week or two here or a week or two there in delivery, it always seems like sometimes you're looking for people that can take kits to schools.
Yep. There have been in the past, we've had people who just volunteer every single week. We'll just come every single Friday and we'll deliver them. And these kits go to the counselors who then deliver it to the kids. But there are times when those volunteers can't make it, or this year, it's open. If anyone wants to volunteer to deliver kits on Friday morning to the schools, just let me know and we can get that set up.
Very simple. Let's get her hooked up with all of that. And then once again, hop on the Facebook page and see what your shopping list should entail before you go grocery shopping.
Yep. Perfect.
Pretty simple stuff. All right, Marcy, once again, thank you so much for everything that you do and for doing this. And we appreciate it. And the community appreciates it. And once again, this is for Carbon County. Emory County has one as well.
Yep.
And they're on Facebook, too. If you're over in Emory County, you can hop on their Facebook page and do that. But if you want to help out, if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate items, just hop on their Facebook page, which was, one more time,
Carbon Caring for Kids.
Hop on their Facebook page and say, hey, I've got a group of this many, and we're going to come and build kits for you guys. Or, you know, get your weekends and get everybody scheduled. And you know, it's very important. They need the help. But if you want to help, you got to do it quick.
Yes.
It fills up very, very fast. So once again, Marcy with Carbon Caring for Kids, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.